going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Clay Harbor, former NFL player.
Clay Harbor, slot to the left. The second tight end. Here's Vic's pass. And it's caught. Touchdown by Harbor.
And that's a touchdown. Clay Harbor makes that catch. A 31-yard reception. Good catch. Good throw. Good read.
And they've got Harbor for the touchdown. Beating Deshaun Gibson, 18-yard touchdown pass by Chad Henning.
Football analyst for Chicago Sports Network.
I think the thing I've been most impressed with in Rome Odunze out there in OTAs and minicamp, David, is his versatility. And you can see that he has taken another step.
Clay Harbor on 670 The Score.
Wow, Clay Harbor gets a fancy open. This is Raheem Ian Harris on 670 The Score. Our friend Clay Harbor is here, the former NFL tight end. Dreams and nightmares appropriate because he played for the Philadelphia Eagles. He is the co-host of the Big Pro Football Show on CHSN. Good to see you, Clay, in studio.
What up, Clay?
You know, I think, you know, accountability is like that buzzword for the Chicago Bears right now. I want to shout out to whoever is holding down, you know, this intro package for the 670 Score. Because I came on Mullen Hall the other week and they had the bachelorette thing. So on there and I go, can somebody please get rid of this bachelorette thing?
That's part of your resume.
I come in studio and it's all football, Chicago sports. I love it. That is accountability.
Are you denying by being accountable? Are you denying that you are a part of the Bachelor Nation?
You know, it was an interesting time of my life, but I'm trying to get past that that Clay Harbor bachelorette thing and focus more on the played 9 years in the NFL thing. You know, that's more of what I'm looking to do now, Marshall.
I didn't watch the show, so I'm always really bad about talking about it because I don't watch.
You know when I found out
about
it?
It was Robbie Triano who worked on your open. And yeah. Robbie's over here.
Yeah, appreciate it, Robbie. Thanks,
appreciate
man.
It, Robbie.
And Tyler Feringel is also a part of our production staff. We call him Baby T.
Accountability, man.
Sanctioned nickname for him.
But Clay, I didn't even know you were part of the Bachelorette thing until I got to Chicago and we were out one time and somebody was like, I was like, what is this about? And you explained it to me. I was like, I didn't even know you were on the Bachelorette. See, I know you for your football skills.
No, I met Marshall, for the people that don't know, 10-plus years ago in Philadelphia when he was covering the Eagles. I think he worked for NBC Sports Philadelphia.
I think he worked. Okay, yeah. You're a funny guy.
I think that's where he worked.
Yes.
And, that's where I met Marshall Harris.
But
I didn't even know that. I heard you guys had a shore house together, and then I just like looked at Marshall with the biggest eyes, and I was like, I'm not going to ask any questions.
looked at me with the biggest eyes?
I did. Yeah, you remember that. You go, oh, yeah, we had a shore house together, and I just go, I'm like, this is not my business.
A lot of people in and out of said shore house. I used to go down mainly during the week because I worked weekends. But yeah, we were down in South Jersey in Avalon, New Jersey. I would occasionally make my way down there and see Clay.
Marshall Harris was a different dude in Philly.
Yo,
we're not
going to
talk about it.
Not on the air.
Oh, even I know about that.
Marshall Harris in Philadelphia. Okay.
I do miss the Princeton. The bar, that is a fun spot in Philly, in Avalon.
Can we focus on the here and now?
Yeah.
Can we focus on this Bears team?
No, we're going to talk
transition.
About hypotheticals yeah. because
good transition.
We hear Nick Chubb is signing with Houston.
Yes.
That is the latest report. That's expected to happen. So then that got us thinking because I said to Marshall, Clay, I don't think that the Bears create this much cap space and extend Joe Tooney unless there's a reason. I don't think they're done when it comes to acquisitions for this team. What do you think? I think that they may still be looking for another running back.
I think they need another running back. I thought that Kyle Manungai, I was out there for every open OTA, every open day of minicamp, every day of rookie minicamp at Hallis Hall. I saw it all. Kyle Manungai improved. He's a guy that's got probably more burst than you would think. He catches the ball much better than I thought he did watching him at Rutgers. I didn't think the guy could catch the football. He catches football. Obviously, you've probably heard people talking about that long drive. Caleb Williams, he caught the touchdown after having a nice catch before that. So the guy is more versatile than you would think. He's not just run it between the tackles, 3 yards in a cloud of dust type player. So I like Kyle Manungai. I think Roshon Johnson is a guy that could have a big year, but he hasn't shown that yet. And, you know, looking at him in OTAs and minicamp, he needs pads on before he starts to pop. He's one of those guys that's a break tackle guy. He's not a guy that's got a ton of burst, so you're not really seeing much out of him there. But let's just hypothetically say DeAndre Swift gets hurt. Any player can get hurt at any time. Now your two running backs are Kyle Manungai and Roshon Johnson.
Don't forget about Ian Wheeler.
Ian Wheeler coming off of an ACL injury. So I think that is a position that they need to address. And I got two letters for you, and I'm not just kidding.
It's
J.K.
Dobbins. Okay.
J.K. J.K. still out there.
Dobbins.
You want them to go sign him?
I looked at his tape. I said, okay, this guy's got injury history, you know, longer than the list of, a long list. You know, Santa's wish list. I mean, this guy's got a long injury history, too. Played in 14 games last year. Career high in yards. Had a career high in touchdowns. The guy looked explosive. He looked like he had some wiggle. He's more of a downhill runner that would fit with DeAndre Swift. I think J.K. Dobbins and DeAndre Swift would be a nice 1-2 combo, and you wouldn't have to rely so heavily on either Roshon or Kyle Manungai, would take some pressure off of those backs.
Yeah, that's how I feel. I just think that there's somebody else that is going to be added to this team just based on the amount of cap space alone. They know they can't take that with them next year. I know you have to have a certain amount to be able to just operate the operating cost, but I agree. I think that Dobbins would be a really good fit. I also like the stat, Clay, that he was 7th in the NFL last year in yards after contact per carry.
That's a huge
stat.
You
hit him and he doesn't go down.
That's a huge stat. To me, that's one of the biggest stats for a running back. When you're blocking for a running back, you want him to be able to run through those arm tackles. And that's something DeAndre Swift does not do well. He was in the 40s in that same stat. I was just checking that out. The year before Ben Johnson called plays in Detroit, Swift averaged 12.5 carries a game. When Ben Johnson started calling plays in Detroit, he averaged 7 carries per game. He obviously used Swift a lot in the passing game, screens, moved him around, versatile piece, but he wasn't a guy that he was giving the ball to that often. We're talking sporadically.
I'm looking at this situation right now, and if they don't go and add another running back, it's giving me Kyle Shanahan vibes of we're just going to plug and play. Maybe even a little Mike McDaniel. We're just going to plug and play. We don't necessarily have to have an elite back to get things done on offense. Now, that's worked in a variety of ways because eventually Kyle Shanahan and the crew, they went out and got a guy who is an elite running back. So maybe for the time being, he figures he can scheme it up, has the offensive weapons at other positions, and will tailor his offense, not to neglect the running game for sure, but says, I have enough to get by in year one. Is that something that could be a possibility in your eyes?
I think so, especially with a guy like Luther Burden and obviously DJ Moore. These are high run after catch type guys. So you can treat a quick throw as a run. You know, even from the slot, you know, quick throw, get 5 yards, get the ball in one of these guys' hands. Luther Burden is incredible after the catch. He was the best receiver in the entire draft after the catch. Super explosive. If you take just his top 25 plays and watch those, there's sometimes he maybe took a play off here or there. I don't think that'll be a problem with Antoine Randall-L as his wide receiver coach. But if you just watch his tape, his yards after catch, incredible. This guy is going to make dividends, pay dividends on that just because he's so good once you get the balls in his hand. So I think that they maybe will scheme up 2 or 3 touches a game for even him in the running game.
How concerning, given your experience and what you know about mandatory minicamp, is it that a rookie in Luther Burden III couldn't take part? And how concerned are you about his injury in general?
Yeah, you want him to take part. New offense. Obviously, he's getting his first taste of the NFL. When I saw him out there at rookie minicamp, I said, okay, this guy's explosive. He runs good routes. He gets in and out of breaks. He's making some nice catches. Let's see him get some real cornerbacks that are actually going to be on the field. And that's the one position, receiver, where I think you can get some real work in OTAs, because guess what? You don't need pads to run against a cornerback. Linebackers ain't tackling nobody. O-line ain't blocking that much.
Yep.
But receivers, you're still running full speed routes. So we got to see a lot of the receivers, and I was looking forward to seeing Loveland and Luther Burden, and unfortunately, couldn't see either of them.
Yeah, and we don't know when they're coming back, right?
And I wonder how much of this we're going to hear about later in training camp. Oh, well, they weren't here for mandatory minicamp. Oh, they couldn't participate in OTAs. You know, that's an easy thing to discuss when it comes to potential lack of production that's expected if that happens. You know, I feel like that's something we go back to the well on.
Well, it could take them a little bit of time to, you know, come into the offense. Because a guy that really impressed me at OTAs was Olamide Zaccheaus. Who? OZ, Olamide Zaccheaus. Remember the name, Marshall Harris. He was on the Commanders last year, and 2 years ago he was on the Philadelphia Eagles. Had a pretty good year with Jaden Daniels.
I remember because he had nobody else to throw to because people were hurt.
Slot guy. This guy's quick. He's making plays. I was surprised how much wiggle he had. They're out there doing this punt return drill. Everybody's watching the ball off the punter's foot, you know, making sure they're going to catch the ball. OZ, Olamide Zaccheaus, was turned around looking the other direction. He wouldn't turn around and find the ball until the ball started to descend. Like, that's a veteran move right there, just so he was working so much on finding the ball. So that's impressive. Spinning around backwards, then looking to find the ball. How do you think Velus Jones would do with that?
Oh, don't do that.
But I was told it was going to be hard to make the roster last year, and then he was kept until a certain amount of time passed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Okay, so we're with Clay Harbor, who joins us live in studio to talk about his observations at mandatory minicamp here on Rahimi and Harrison. Clay, I got to know what your biggest takeaway was from those days. And it doesn't necessarily have to be something that you saw, but maybe something you heard in all those availabilities that followed the practices.
Okay, what everybody wants to hear. Let's just talk about it. The top two stories, Caleb Williams, Ben Johnson. Caleb Williams. We'll start with OTAs. Okay, up and down OTAs. I know people in Chicago hate to hear that. They want to hear, no, this guy's trajectory is straight up. He's looking good. MVP. It was up and down, okay? He's a little slow getting through his reads, I think. He made some plays. Accuracy, downfield accuracy is a little bit spotty.
Still
a little bit spotty. I mean, he made some plays. He got better, though, come minicamp. I'm not saying it's perfect. You saw some big drives. He missed some plays I know he wants back that you could see him making come season. But what this reminds me of is, Marshall, I've been a part of a lot of OTAs and minicamps. I've been in OTAs and minicamps with Michael Vick. I've been in OTAs and minicamps with Tom Brady, Drew Brees, Matt Stafford, all these quarterbacks on the field in the huddle with these players. Okay, some guys, say Michael Vick, it looked to me in OTA's minicamp, Kevin Cobb beat him out. You know why? Because once you start playing football, Michael Vick is able to use his playmaking ability. You're not just tagging off on a sack. He can escape. You're not just able to, you know, it doesn't matter as much that you're in rhythm, that the rhythm part of the offense. I think Caleb can get better at that, and he needs to. You need to marry those two together. But he will look better once you start playing in real games and real situations, and once they started moving the ball, he looked better. This takes me back to Jacksonville. I know this guy isn't an MVP caliber guy, isn't a guy that the name elicits a ton of value, but I'll say Blake Bortles. He was a third overall pick in Jacksonville. I remember he came in for OTAs. First time I got a look at him, I go, oh, man. I go, this guy is bad. B-A-D. Like, a guy couldn't make a read. He was slow getting the ball out. Then Chad Henne ended up being our starting quarterback. Michigan, go blue. And and he gets hurt, like, week four. And I'm like, oh, man. Now Blake Bortles got to come in. This guy's terrible. I hate to say it. He's a rookie. He's going to get better maybe, but he's not ready. Blake comes in. I'm not saying he set the world on fire, but he played well. And I'm like, man, this guy is really one of those guys that you turn the lights on. You have an offensive coordinator that limits the game plan, that schemes certain plays. That's not what we're seeing right now. When you get Ben Johnson a week to scheme, he's going to scheme some of these guys just wide open.
So tailoring it.
Tailoring it, making sure specifically, and I think right now he's throwing a ton at Caleb to see what he can do, and then he's going to narrow it down come training camp, come preseason, come regular season. Right now they're seeing if he can do the play action stuff. They're seeing his left foot up. So they're seeing a lot of different things. So I don't think it's necessarily a panic situation that he's still up and down and missing some throws. I think it's a, we're going to narrow this down come season and seeing what he can do and really zone it, hone in on all of that.
I also think that from what I've heard Ben Johnson say, it sounds like he wants to make practice a lot harder than your game. You know, like, this is the time where he wants you to be frustrated. He wants you to suffer because he wants the game to just be muscle memory. Do what you're supposed to do, like, follow the plan. By that point, you've got it on lock. But I do feel like this is the time where he wants to make people uncomfortable.
And Dennis Allen, he ain't doing him no favors. This guy's running double A-gap blitzes, mug blitzes, cross dogs. I'm over there. I was really good at identifying what the coverage is, right? So I'm like, okay, it's a motion. Cole Kmet's motioning out. The linebacker follows him. I go, oh, this is easy. This is man-to-man. Zone. I'm like, this guy's just doing some confusing stuff out there. Okay, this is one high for sure. No, they pop a two from some inverted look. Like, Dennis Allen is in his bag right now. Like, Dennis Allen is a guy that's confusing. They're throwing a lot of looks at him. Typically in OTAs and minicamp, it's very vanilla. It's very bland. You kind of want to see what's going on. No, Dennis Allen's confusing these guys. So I think this is good. They're throwing a ton at him. And they're being held accountable. That's one thing you'll say about this coaching staff. Eric Bieniemy is holding these running backs accountable. Antoine Randall is holding these wide receivers accountable. I think a lot of these receivers are going to take a step this year. Al Harris, these cornerbacks come back to the field. Dennis Allen, as much as you're seeing, hearing about Ben Johnson, you know, the F that, get back in the huddle, you know, the, you know, Caleb was, time was running down. Caleb looked to Ben to get the play again. Ben goes, hey, it's under 20 seconds. Figure it out. Delay a game. Dennis Allen is right there after every play, talking to the defense, letting them know what they're doing. So this accountability, if that's what they wanted, they are getting it from this coaching staff.
Yeah, that's the thing we keep hearing about. And it's, I don't think it's necessarily purposeful, but when you hear everybody after practice talk about details, for example, like Tyreek Stevenson and mentioning that, or then you hear other players talk about the paying attention to details in a way that, like at practice, oh yeah, if this happens, then we do it again. Or DJ Moore talking about body language. What are your takeaways when you hear them talk about the current staff based on what we knew about the previous one?
Well, I mean, it's kind of telling that everybody wanted to be coached more. You hear, I think it was Tyson Bagent, it was like, you know, you're getting the culture that you wanted for the last couple years. And to hear that, I mean, that's very telling. You know, obviously, you know, you don't want to slander Matt Eberflus and his staff more than they've already been slandered. But I really think that was a miss. And to hold on to him a year longer was a miss. But we did get Ben Johnson. But I think you just see the difference out there. And I've been a part of a lot of coaching staffs. Like, as much as I'm talking about these quarterbacks I've played with, I've been in OTAs with Andy Reid, Bill Belichick, Jim Caldwell, Sean Payton, been on the field. Unless I was imagining all that. No, I was out there. I was playing with these field in the locker rooms, in the meetings, in these coaches. This is a similar vibe. Sean Payton, you're not, every detail matters. If you are not doing your job, you are going to hear about it. And then after you hear about it, if you're not doing your job, you're gone. You're not going to play. So that's how that works.
I just want to make one clarification before we get more from Clay Harbor on the Bears and many other things that we're going to talk about. There was no Matt Eberflus slander, because the definition of slander is to make a false spoken statement damaging to a person's reputation. I think everything we've said has been demonstrably proven to be true about Matt Eberflus and his skill set as a head coach.
Well, also there was just the actual tape.
That's what I'm saying.
You know, that part is also effective as well. We have more coming up with Clay Harbor here on 670 The Score. He is in studio. You can watch on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670 The Score. As we mentioned, a lot of news in the NFL recently. I want to get Clay's take. And apparently some Bears news that just came across as well. So we will mention that. That's coming up here on Raheem and Harris on 670 The Score.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.